You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Good ball denial from Crowder. Adelaide looking. Inside of Kutukupo. Puts up the one-hander. Shot is good! Does it again! 49!
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Great Mike Breen with the call on ABC as the Milwaukee Bucks win the NBA championship. You know, we said on the first segments of the show, great, profitable NBA season for us here on You Better You Bet. Not just for me, not just for Ken Barkley, not just for Rick Camp, but for a variety of the guests that come on our show, and perhaps none better than the guy that came on before the start of the postseason, joined us for like, I think it was a full hour on the show as we went through our postseason brackets and correctly predicted that the Milwaukee Bucks would raise the Larry O'Brien Trophy and win the NBA championship. That guest joins us live right now, and he is the great Matt Moore from the Action Network on Twitter at HP Basketball, joining us all season this NBA campaign, dominating with the winning bets. Always great and actionable information. We love having Matt Moore on the show. Matt, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken here on a Wednesday. The NBA season is over, and this, sir, is your opportunity to take a victory lap for your Bucks prediction.
For sure. It happened just like I thought it would, where Kyrie Irving and James Harden both got hurt, and the Bucks Nets series still went seven. Look, yeah, I think I like the Bucks' value going in based off of their defense, based off of their athleticism, based off of Jrue Holiday and what he brought. And Holiday had some rough points in the season. He had some good points in the season. But ultimately, you play who's in front of you. The Bucks, I think, definitely took advantage of a year that was very weird. And that's going to be very interesting to kind of parse out over as we look at futures after free agency and things. But I do think that the Bucks are a worthy champion. It's a great story. Giannis last night was absolutely just awe-inspiring. An incredible run. Mike Budenholzer made adjustments. The Bucks finally made shots. And the Bucks are champions. And I think that's a pretty cool story. And yeah, it was pretty good for my wallet too.
Yeah, that was a good victory lap. I enjoyed that. And Matt, we took some time last segment to already start kind of turning the page toward next season. Rather than start with like the big free agents or the trade markets, I want to start with the two teams that played last night. You know, like what is the likelihood that we're going to see Phoenix and Milwaukee in another NBA Finals in the next few years here? Like, how likely is it that each one could get back to this point?
So the Bucks aren't going anywhere. I think that's maybe the best thing about them is like there's no real weak point in the roster in terms of contracts or anything else that you can look at and kind of be concerned. Now, you know, Middleton and Drew are going to join Team USA, and that's a lot of basketball over the course of a year. Two playoff runs, an Olympics run, they'll go right back into training camp. So like that's a little bit of a concern. But beyond the things that you can't really predict, like injury, the Bucks are going to be another great team in the East next year. You know, I wouldn't expect the Sixers to be as good unless they pull off a trade of Ben Simmons or Damian Lillard. I think that we've kind of seen that the Sixers have some flaws that you need to be wary of. The Nets aren't going anywhere either, though. They're bringing back the superstar trio. They're still going to be there. There's a reason why the Nets are the favorites at all the books to win the title next season. Is there value on the Bucks now? No. Let's see how free agency shakes out. Let's maybe get a little bit closer. But I will say that the Bucks, I think, will have learned a lot from this postseason run and what it takes to win a title. And I think that makes them more valuable going into next year. Especially, I think the ideal scenario would be that, once again, they don't get a top seed. And maybe they're a little bit undervalued going into the playoffs because now this team knows what it takes a little bit more.
Matt, I know you gave us thoughts there on a bunch of teams. I'm going to read off at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, some of the title odds here, and you tell us what stands out to you and why. So Nets plus 200, Lakers plus 550, Bucks 700, Golden State 10, Phoenix 14, Utah 16, Philly 18, Denver and the Clippers 22, Dallas 30, Atlanta and Miami 35. What stands out to you when you hear that and why?
Already bet Nuggets plus 22. Already done it. That's the one that I've gotten in before free agency or anything else. My understanding is that Jamal Murray will probably be back March. Let's like in a big circle March. That's
when that sucks so much that like that. That's all. I mean, like, I know it's great that he's going to be back before the end of the season. That sucks so hard that he's not going to be back until next calendar year.
Yeah, it's rough. But the one of the things I think to keep in mind there is this Nuggets team has kind of proven that they can win even when they're shorthanded guys. They know they figured out how to game the regular season. This is a big part of it is you got to separate how good a team is going to be in the regular season versus what they're going to look like in the playoffs. And you never had to do that as much as you do now. I think by the time the playoffs roll around, the Nuggets, even with like an 80% Jamal Murray, are still going to be so good at so many things that the value is going to be pretty high on them at 22-1 or better. There's 21 there as well, which I grabbed. So I think there's a lot of value there. I think, look, the Lakers, I want to see what they do with the roster. 550 is a pretty good price over at Bet Rivers, but I do want to see what they do with the roster because there are a bunch of question marks there. I don't think now is the best time to grab the Nets. I think you'll be able to get a better price later. The only other one that I think you can really look at, I do want to look at the Warriors. There's a lot of feeling around the – every time I ask folks around the league, like, what do you think is kind of on the horizon? They all say, keep an eye on Golden State. They got draft picks. They got that Wiggins pick. Their ownership has always been so aggressive. They're keyed in on making another run with Steph Curry. They do not want to waste Steph Curry's last couple of years of real contention. So I want to keep an eye on the Warriors at 10-1. Even if Klay comes back, nothing close to what he was before, that's still a really good shooter, a really good defender. He will still be a really good player for them. They have the opportunity to upgrade in multiple ways. Golden State, I think, is the other one that you really need to look at in terms of the value now versus what it'll look like by midseason.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Matt, you mentioned already in terms of a lot of teams, like, let's wait until free agency. Let's wait until, you know, all the players kind of move around and things are decided. Well, let's talk about some of that player movement to kind of what we might expect. A little bit of kind of crystal ball type stuff. But I think people love to hear that, you know, this guy's going to go here. This guy's going to go here. We don't have to say anything with certainty, but a lot of these moves are going to end up determining what the futures prices are, what the win totals are. And we'll start with, we didn't talk a lot about Phoenix from last night, but Chris Paul's player option is really interesting. Like, is he going to pick it up and stay with Phoenix, who made the finals this year? Is he going to go somewhere else? Where might that be? What is your sense of what we're going to see from Chris Paul next season?
There's an overriding sense in the league that he's going to decline the player option, which has been reported before that he's going to decline it, and then re-sign under the max that a player of his age can sign with Phoenix, that he's comfortable going back and running it back there. He likes the team. He likes the organization. He likes the coach. I want to wait. I just think, look, he came up so close again. If he goes to the Lakers, if he just says, screw it, fine. I tried to do it, you know, as like making the money and doing all these things. I tried not to ring chase. I got to get this done before I do retire. If he's getting to the point where he's just tired of all this and he's had a lot of stress being the NBPA president during the pandemic and all this. So I would not be shocked if he gave the Lakers a very long look. They can't give him the money. And Chris Paul has always taken the money as kind of a sign of like player power. Like, you need to ensure your financial future. Like, he's made it. He doesn't need it at this point. He's just done it as a model. I still kind of want to wait and see what the Lakers do. To me, if they can't get Dame, I would think that the relationship between Chris Paul and LeBron James is strong enough to maybe make that something that's possible. And that changes the Lakers and Suns outlooks, I think, considerably. I don't think the Suns are a value bet now. I'll probably be betting the under on their win total by the time all the dust settles when those numbers come out. I think that's a pretty normal and easy to explain bet. But the Lakers, I think, are one that you definitely need to wait. And I would not be shocked if Chris Paul started the season with the Lakers. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it wouldn't shock me in any way.
We know that aging players going to the Lakers at the ends of their careers for a title always works out. Just look at Gary Payton and Karl Malone. You better, you bet, BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking about the NBA, the season that was, the season to come with the great Matt Moore from the Action Network. Matt, the Clippers at 22, very interesting to me. Because if they run it back with Kawhi and Paul George, like this can't be the number. Like it can't be right, at least in my estimation. Does this number tell you that Kawhi maybe not going to be back next year? What are you hearing about Kawhi Leonard's future in Los Angeles with the Clippers?
I'm not hearing anything about Kawhi because it's Kawhi and there's no information. Information peters out through very weird channels most often. Look, there's just no real way for after that surgery for him to return with it by the end of the regular season. Do you bring a player back in the middle of the playoffs? I don't think so. Does this player choose to come back given the way that he approaches injuries? Probably not. I don't expect Kawhi Leonard to be back next season. I just don't. I think there'll be value on the Clippers win total because I think that they found something with Paul George being the leader. I think that they really found something in the playoffs. This roster believes in Paul George in a way that last year's, the season before's roster did not. So I think there's probably value on the Clippers to be underrated by the market in win total. But playoffs, I can't get there. You need Kawhi Leonard if you're going to win a title. I don't expect him to play next year. That's my prior going into all this. So the Clippers are a great, I think, regular season bet. I think that they're a no play on anything playoffs.
Matt, those are kind of the two superstar players who have decisions looming that are like sort of rooted in their contracts. We also have two player decisions that might be forced by teams having to trade them, and that's Damian Lillard and Ben Simmons. We have markets open on where they're going to play game one of next season. The team they currently play for, so Portland for Dame and Philadelphia for Ben Simmons, is the favorite in each case. Do you see those two players on their respective teams at the start of next year, or where do you see them?
I don't see Simmons on his team. There's kind of the work around the league is that he will not be traded before the draft, rather. That there is a consensus that they are focused in on the draft and they're going to get through the draft and then see what the options are once players start moving around in free agency and teams, you know, have good fortune or bad fortune or whatever. I, at this point, don't expect Simmons to be on the Sixers when the season starts, which is a change from where I was a few weeks ago, which I thought, you know, Daryl Morey will wait. He'll wait to rehab his value. It seems like there's some more urgency and or the market's maybe a little bit better. So I do kind of look at the Celtics as maybe a team to look at. Some of these longer odds, this one's a flyer I took on. I do kind of like looking at Golden State and Utah in the Simmons chase. I think there's maybe something interesting there with where those teams are at, looking to try and get to another level. Beyond that, with Lillard, this one is just – I don't expect Lillard to be traded in the offseason. Neil O'Shea, the GM, seems to have his head kind of in the sand, and he's locked in on it's not the roster, it's the coach. So they're going to try and run it back. I expect Lillard to be with the Blazers to start the season.
Maybe we'll change his name from Neil Oshie to Neil Ostrich if he's got his head in the sand. It's a little animal humor.
Well done. Matt, nice job, Matt, Nick, as always.
Matt, good job. Yeah. My friend is yours. Again, Matt came on at the start of the postseason. No matter how it happened, by hook or by crook, injuries, whatever, Matt said the Milwaukee Bucks would be the NBA champions. The Milwaukee Bucks were NBA champions. Matt, we loved having you on the show all season long. The good news is the season starts again in about 2 weeks. The draft's next week, so we'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet, my friends.
Talk to you guys very soon, guys. Thanks so much.
That's our pal, Matt Moore, on Twitter.
See you Friday. All right.
No, like Matt, we will literally talk to you like next Wednesday before the
end. Right.
we'll literally have you on very soon here. Great job, by the way, by our crew. If you're not watching the show, honestly, you're kind of missing out because you got great graphical packages. You've got, is graphical a word? It is, right?
So, graphical.
Great graphics on the screen here with all sorts of odds. Philly -110 for Simmons. Matt mentioned Golden State. They are +600 in the chase for Ben Simmons. Portland -335 to have Damian Lillard on the roster coming up in game number one. Hour one done. Hour two for you coming up on the other side. Tons of football. Brody Miller from The Athletic on SEC Media Days. And we continue to answer your NFL tweets, NFL futures.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.